Alco Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout the United States and Canada, invite you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Eileen Woods, and Hilo Jack and the Dame. We know you want to hear the news the minute it comes in, so our Philco reporter is waiting in the newsroom to relay it to you direct from the wires. The mood now is good music. And for good music, Paul Whiteman is in the right mood with Take It Easy. And here he is, the man who not only has the biggest circumference in show business, but also the biggest radius in radio, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, my messy little mathematician. But I didn't know you were interested in figures, Glenn Riggs.
Oh, he's a sensational businessman, Paul.
You think so, Eileen? How very, very interesting. That presents a new side of Riggs, which after all these years, we can probably use.
He's a caution at calculating. When we went out to dinner the other night, it was amazing how fast he figured out my share of the check.
Riggsy did that? Why, Glenn, I thought you told me once you wanted to be a continental lover.
Oh, I do. That's why I always go Dutch.
May I mosey into this commercial conversation?
Mosey ahead, Bob.
Well, I think Glenn was right, because romance ain't everything.
Bob, if you feel that way about it, how do you sing such romantic songs?
I do it for money.
Oh, say it ain't so. I thought you did it for love.
I do. I love money.
Well, at least Eileen's different. She's still sold on love, aren't you, Honey Bunch?
Well, I don't know, Paul. There's still one question in my mind about it.
What's that?
I want to know one thing. Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
Gotcha, my gotcha. Grab a hold of a hunk of music and find out. That's the way.
A man is a other day thought I loved him. Yes, I love him. Now I'm gonna walk up to his gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want him. I'm gonna ask him. Now is you is or is you and my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Now I don't know who you belong to. If it's me, it won't be wrong to say that you are still my baby.
When a champion keeps his title for 12 years in a row, he's apt to be some champion. Philco won and held the title of America's favorite radio for 12 straight years before the war. And here's evidence that the championship will stay in Philco's corner. Recent independent surveys indicate that millions of people plan to purchase a new radio or radio phonograph soon after the war. And according to these surveys, the vast majority intend to buy a Philco radio or radio phonograph. Evidently, more than 17 million Philco owners are exceptionally well pleased with Philco tone and performance. And obviously, people expect the post-war Philco models to be even better. You may be sure they will be. After victory, the new Philco radios and radio phonographs will include many striking improvements developed by wartime electronic research in the vast Philco laboratory. You can expect new beauty of tone over the entire radio spectrum, standard broadcast, shortwave, and FM. You'll hear more lifelike and brilliant reproduction of recorded music. Yes, indeed, it's really something to look forward to. That Philco you plan to own soon after victory. Paul, it's time for the swinging strings, isn't it?
It is that, Glenn, my boy. And today, with alumnus Al Duffy in charge, the strings are going fancy on us. If we had time and television, we'd deck them out in white wigs and fancy breeches and bring them on in, oh, kind of subdued candlelight.
Do tell, Maestro.
I will. They've enticed Private Stanley Friedman of Army Air Force's band stationed at New Haven, Connecticut, to sit in with them on the harpsichord while they remodel an old folk tune called La Cinquantaine. English translation, 50th Wedding Anniversary, Swinging Strings translation, Jazz Antique. Thank you.
Private Friedman appeared through the courtesy of the Army Air Forces, who remind you that once again, qualified young men under draft age can volunteer for training and service in the Army Air Forces. Pilots, bombardiers, navigators, and gunners will be selected from the ranks of alert, physically fit young Americans. 17-year-olds who sign up for air combat crew training will be called into service sometime after their 18th birthday. So every youngster who loves flying should get busy right now. Win your silver wings and fly with the Army Air Forces.
Bob Johnson, that music sounds like it was made just for you. So I'll leave you to kind of take care of it. Because it's called I'll Walk Alone.
I'll walk alone, because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone, they'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. Dreams I must gather, dreams we fashion the night you held me tight. I'll always be near you wherever you are each night. In every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you. No matter how far, just close your eyes and I'll be there. Please walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me. Till you're walking beside me, I'll walk alone.
Now my privilege to announce this song in which the emphasis comes on the wrong syllable. Hilo Jock and the Dame instruct, edify, and entertain you with Sing a Tropical Song.
A up on the island from which we come, we have a national characteristic which is very strong. Because we put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song. Upon the island from which we come, the point of interest is by the coconut and the salon. And then we put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song. We could show the natural wonders of the scenery to you. We could show the native birds and perhaps you two or three to you. And describe the climate and also tell the elevation to you. We could very hastily introduce the population to you. We could show you the hotel and many of our fascinating places. We could take you to the bar where the city's men fall upon their faces. If we only had a track, we could probably take you to the races. But we prefer to acquaint you with the following interesting fact, that on the island from which we come, we have a national characteristic which is very strong. And if you should remain here, you will discover one peculiar thing before very long, that you have put the accent upon the wrong syllable and you sing a tropical song. Thanks, we say welcome, welcome, welcome to you.
At this moment, our Philco reporter, George Hayes, is standing by in the newsroom to bring you the latest news hot off the wires. So here we go to the newsroom. Go ahead, George Hayes.
The French capital, gay Paris of happier days, is embroiled in bloody street fighting at this moment. Fighting is raging between French students and patriot forces and the German conquerors of France. The outcome of this fighting may decide who shall rule the French capital city, the French or the Germans. This news comes just as American tank columns have rolled up to the very gates of Paris. An American correspondent sends back this dispatch. The Allied patrols are in the vicinity of Versailles, just 10 miles from the heart of Paris. And censorship at Allied headquarters has allowed this dispatch to go through. That's the news we've all been waiting for. The first report to come through headquarters that our forces have reached Versailles. This same report discloses another startling development. Our high command has thrown a column around Paris. It's now operating in the famous forest of Fontainebleau. And this drive outflanks the French capital, and we may soon be hearing of an assault on Paris from the rear. Well, typical of the German plight is the rabbled remnants of the German 7th Army. Those desperate soldiers are making one last mad dash for safety across the Seine River. They're grasping at every straw, using small boats, and even swimming across the Seine to safety. However, all their efforts are in vain. Allied planes are mowing them down by the thousands. And even if the Nazis reach the other side of the Seine, the Allies are there, waiting for them. Berlin tells us our rough, tough parachutists have established themselves on the far side of the river. Down in southern France, American and French forces have stormed within 11 miles of the great port of Marseille. This sensational burst climaxes an 80-mile advance since the Allies landed on Tuesday. On the blazing eastern front, Berlin tells us of another powerful new offensive. This one into Romania. The Germans say massive forces of Red Army troops are pounding at the rail hub of Iasi, and this means a resumption of the Soviet winter drive toward the vital Ploiești oil fields, the lifeblood of Hitler's war machine. For the fourth time in scarcely 2 months, our mammoth bombers have rocked the Jap mainland. The B-29s picked a familiar target, the rich industrial area of Iwata, Japan's Pittsburgh of the Far East. One of the most amazing stories of the war saw the light of day for the first time today. It's told by Edward Tomlinson, Blue Network correspondent. He discloses that shortly after the sneak attack on Pearl Harbor, our giant aircraft carriers of Task Force 58 rushed through the Panama Canal in time to forestall a possible Jap assault on California, Oregon, and Washington. Our carriers raced through the canal, launched their planes into battle, and caught the Japs at Wake Island. It was in that battle that we stemmed the Jap onslaught. And that's the news from your Philco reporter.
Thank you, George Hayes. Paul, they tell me that today's now and then spot is a little different.
Right, you are, Riggsy. I was digging through the old records looking for a tune for today, and I came across our old salon version of Together.
Oh, I remember that. Jack Fulton singing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember. A swell record.
Well, in all modesty, I have to agree, Glenn. Besides that, I saw David O. Selznick's picture since you went away, and Together is the theme song. So I played our record and decided it didn't need any dressing up. It was good then, and I think it's good now. So instead of a now and then, today we've got a forever and ever. And to make it complete, the Whiteman alumnus who made with the words on the original record is here. Jack Fulton. Okay, Jack, we can't miss the applause before we even start, so let's get them while they're in the mood.
You're gone from me.
That brings us to the halfway mark of the Philco Summer Hour. We'll be back in a minute with the second half. Right now, this is the Blue Network. This is the Philco Summer Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Eileen Woods, and Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame. We open the second half of the show with How Many Hearts Have You Broken? Experience in any undertaking is a considerable advantage, whether it's cooking a better dinner or creating a better refrigerator. When Philco engineers before the war designed the first complete line of refrigerators containing a full-size separate frozen food compartment, they pleased many housewives who appreciated the added usefulness and economy of frozen storage in the home. More than that, Philco gained experience, learned how to include the most desirable conveniences in a refrigerator, plus a big roomy compartment where all kinds of foods can be kept fresh for weeks at below freezing temperatures. This valuable experience with frozen food storage is just one reason why the Philco refrigerator of the future will be an outstanding value. For it will bring you facilities for frozen storage that have been tested by years of use and improved by years of pioneering research. Make a mental note right now on your post-war calendar to visit your Philco dealer. Frozen refrigerators and freezing cabinets. Model you want for your own kitchen. You know, there's something on the show about Bob taking out Eileen Woods and me taking out Eileen
Woods.
Hold
on, Riggs. Wait a minute. You may kid, no boy, but I'm not.
Oh, I know, Bob. That's what I think, too. You may not be kidding.
Let me get a word in edgewise,
yes,
Mary. You may not be kidding, but I am.
Uh-huh. Well, as I was saying, the best Bob gets to do is to sing a duet with Eileen. And his best is pretty good.
If I could only sing.
But since I can't, I'm announcing Eileen Woods and Bob Johnston singing Two Sleepy People.
Here comes that small band again. There are a few boys in the orchestra who knock out a very harmonic hunk. Reading from drums to piano, they're George Wetling on the drums. Louis Joby on the bass. Tony Colucci strums the guitar. Marty Dale at the 88. Sliding on a trombone, there's Vernon Browning. Next is Billy Butterfield on the trumpet. Then comes Arthur Rolini on the sax. And winding it up, Hank D'Amico on a clarinet. Now, boys, if you're all set, and I think you might as well go ahead with old Sweet Georgia Brown. Oh, sweeten it up, boys, sweeten it.
Thank you.
over here and help me to answer some fan mail.
Why, sure, Paul. What can I do?
Take a letter, Miss Woods.
Oh, yes, sir.
To Eileen Woods, from a whole lot of Philco Chillin', there's a song called Don't Take Your Love From Me. And that's a natural for you, and how about it?
Now, you take a memo, Paul, from Eileen Woods to all the listening audience. You bet I will. End of letter.
End of announcement?
Beginning of song.
Tear a star from out the sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a pebble from a rose, and the rose weeps.
Many virtues, Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame sing four-part harmony so close they use only one microphone. The microphone they use is the one I'm standing in front of, and as I gracefully move away from it to the left, you'll see them come in from the right singing Wish I May, Wish I Might.
Needles! wishes I'm wishing today. A lot of toys, a lot of noise,
and an awful lot of boys.
She wants a day who say I've made. My brother Rat, who leaves me flat, won't say on and on. A kiss from New York.
A wrapped-up taffeta will be round me.
Cares of lads will hum me and lay the cheese. For the ballad of the years. For all because she hugged me tight. So that's a wish I wish I may, I might.
Wish I had an older love. Just a little open tongue. Wish I had myself a tea. Car
that would
take me to a tea. I could
take
my dragon
glass and I would get the
wish I wish tonight. I wish I may
be in the dozen roses.
I wish I might.
Wish I had the proper clothing.
I wish I may.
Wish I had a sleepy head.
I wish I might.
Wish my evening dress was better.
I wish I may.
I would not feel in
love. If I could get the wish I wish.
Wish we didn't have a chaperone. Wish we had a chance to be all alone. We could slip away and tell jokes and drink cold. We're afraid the prop would never condone it, so we wish we, may we,
wish we.
City has been a symbol of freedom, gaiety, and life. People have loved this city as if it were a person, painted pictures of it, written books about it, sung songs of love to it. That city is Paris, and at this very moment, Allied forces are liberating Paris from the barbarians who thought they could dim the lights of this cradle of freedom. Here's a musical salute to the city that once was free, and soon will be free again. Paris.
The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of of a heart in every sweet cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her streets were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath the trees, and birds found songs to sing. I drive the same old taxi cab that I had dodged for years. The chorus of her squeaky horn was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris,
thank you. Before the war, Philco, for 12 straight years, the maker of America's favorite radio, won first place in another field, home and office air conditioning. Today, this single-room windowsill air conditioner has established new standards of living comfort for thousands of people. It cools, regulates humidity, and filters incoming air. If you wish, it provides a complete change of room air every few minutes. When victory comes, you'll want to enjoy the healthful comforts of air conditioning at low cost in your own home. You'll want America's most popular single-room conditioner, which simply plugs in like a radio with no plumbing or special fixtures needed. Your Philco dealer will be ready to serve you.
Well, folks, that's it for today. This is Paul White. I'll be looking for you next Sunday. We'll see you then.
Next Sunday, same time, same station. Relax and listen to the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Eileen Wood, Bob Johnston, Hilo Jack and the Dame, and another Whiteman alumnus. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada, and from Philco Corporation, makers today of radar and electronic materials to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world at peace. This is the Blue Network.